Hi, this is Emily Schaff, and I'm here for Telluride Inside and Out, here speaking with Melanie Montoya. Melanie's the co-executive director of the San Miguel Resource Center, and the San Miguel Resource Center this month is celebrating its 20th anniversary. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Emily. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about the San Miguel Resource Center. How did it start?
Well, about 20 years ago in 1993, local psychologist Marshall Whiting was meeting with a client who was in an abusive relationship. And the client really wanted and needed safe housing. But at the time, there was no service in this area that could provide that. So Marshall contacted a group of friends and explained the dilemma. And this group of people began to meet regularly and brainstorm ideas of how they could start an organization that could provide crisis services to victims of abuse. And literally during one of their meetings, the district attorney at the time, Ann Munch, walked into the meeting with a woman who had been really badly beaten by her husband. You could visibly see that she had been through something terrible. And she couldn't wait for this group to figure out how to start the organization. She needed help right at that moment. And so this group of people who actually became the founders of the Resource Center all reached into their pockets and pulled out what they could to put this woman up in a hotel for the night. And that was sort of the start of the organization. It was this, you know, this group getting together and this one woman walking in. I think more than anything, really validated the work that they were doing together to try to start the San Miguel Resource Center.
So great. And I know there's a lot of things going on this month to celebrate that 20th anniversary of this incredible organization. Tell us about some of the things that are happening.
Well, we have two different appreciation luncheons, one in Telluride and one in Nuclo, where we have a satellite office. And those appreciation luncheons are for service providers that work with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. So that could be law enforcement, social services, people in the schools, our volunteers who volunteer on the crisis line. And it's really where we recognize the folks who are kind of doing the nitty-gritty work, who are doing the hands-on work with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And we give a number of different awards to people who have done an outstanding job over the last year. Another event that we're having is a cocktail reception to celebrate our founders as well as board members, former board members, former employees, major donors, anybody who's really played a major role in the San Miguel Resource Center. And at that celebration, we're going to be kicking off a capital campaign to wipe out the rest of our capital debt. And that's really exciting because we have already promised to us a $25,000 matching donation.
Wow.
So we're hoping that just in this cocktail reception and in this first month of the capital campaign, we're going to be able to raise $50,000 towards knocking out our debt. Another event that we have going on is the first of what will be a monthly healing yoga workshop for survivors, so anybody who's been a client of the San Miguel Resource Center, as well as any of our many volunteers. We have a pretty tremendous volunteer advocate team. But for the broader community, we're having a hoedown, which I think is going to be really fun, at the Elks Lodge on October 12th. And that is going to be a real family event. We're actually bringing in a professional caller, so a professional line dancing and contra dancing caller, to make it the real deal. And it'll be a fun community celebration and fall event. And tickets for that will be $10 for adults and then free for kids. A couple other of the events we have going, we're collaborating with the AHA School on two really cool events. One is on October 14th, and that is called LunaFest. And LunaFest is a mini film festival that's produced and created by Luna Bar. And it's a film festival with films that are all made by women, for women, and about women. And that's going to be at the AHA School from 6 to 9 p.m. on the 14th, and that'll be a $10 entry. And we had it here a couple years ago, and it was really, really well done, really almost mountain film-esque, you know, on a much smaller scale. So that should be a really neat event. The other event with the AHA School is called Bravo, which is becoming a fall favorite here in Telluride. Basically what happens is people decorate these bras, and they're generally very large bras, and make them into art bras. So there's these wild decorations. Some of them are ocean theme or casino theme or just anything you can think of. These bras get decorated with lights and bells and all kinds of things. And then we get the coolest, most supportive men we can find to model the bras. And they actually model them on the Sheridan bar. So the actual bar at the Sheridan is the runway for the men to model these bras. Along with them modeling the bras, it's an auction and a fundraiser, both for the San Miguel Resource Center as well as for a breast cancer research foundation, because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it's going to two really great causes. That's going to be on October 17th. From 7 to 9 p.m., and the cost is going to be $5 for entry, and then there's going to be lots of beautiful bras that you can bid on and win. And then the last two events are really aimed at the Hispanic community. One will be on October 23rd at the library from 6 to 9 p.m., and we're going to be showing a movie called Te Doy Mis Ojos, and it's going to be all in Spanish, not in English with Spanish subtitles, but really in Spanish. So we're hoping to draw in, you know, our Hispanic community to a provocative, thought-provoking film. And then we're also going to have a celebration with and for the Hispanic community that's going to be a salsa dancing night, and we're kind of trying to iron out the date and time of that. But it's a pretty full spread we have in October, and if anyone's interested in finding out more information, they can give us a call here at the Resource Center, and that is 728-5660.
Wonderful. Melanie, I hope to attend a couple of these. These sound like amazing events, and wish you luck with all the fundraising, and thanks again for your time today.
Thank you, Emily. I really appreciate you highlighting our 20th anniversary and all these events we have going on. Thanks so much.